Lecture 5, we're now on to organometallic compounds as a slight diversion that's followed up from the introduction to metal complexes, and this is now looking at a very specific type of metal complex. Now, to be an organometallic, you must have a metal to a carbon bond, hence a tackling of an organic fragment onto a metal. As an example, magnesium then can react with alkyl and aryl halides. So an alkyl halide would be methyl chloride. So sketch down methyl chloride. Okay, so you've got CH3Cl. Now you've probably named that in previous life as chloromethane, right? Yeah. Now an aryl halide, the aryl group is an aromatic system. What's an example of an aromatic molecule? Classic example is benzene. Okay, so are you good at drawing benzene? So you draw it, you draw a hexagon?
Yeah.
Yeah, either three lines or a circle in the middle, then you're going to make this one chlorobenzene, so you stick a chlorine onto it. Okay, you can put that chlorine off any of the carbons, and that then is chlorobenzene. So that's an aryl halide. So you can take those halides and react them with magnesium. You'll do it in diethyl ether. Okay, now, throughout the course there'll be a deliberate introduction to bits and pieces that will be to come. Okay, so that's why I'm labouring the point on these organic compounds at the moment, because your major part of the course is on organic chemistry, and the sooner that you get to grips with the functional groups, the better. So diethyl ether has got an ether linkage in it, and the ether linkage is COC. Okay, now ethyl should remind you of how many carbons. So we had methyl, ethyl, propyl, butyl, etc. And ethyl, therefore, was 2. 2, yeah. Now, you have to know up to 10. Okay, so just to an indicator, you'll have to know those prefixes all the way up to 10, which is dec. Now, diethyl ether, it turns out it's a very nice solvent, which will mean something that dissolves the solute, the solid. So in this case, then, the solute will be your alkyl or aryl halide. You're putting it in diethyl ether to dissolve it, and the result will be a reaction with the solid magnesium ribbon, and you'll form yourself an organomagnesium compound, which is then an organometallic. These guys are specifically called Grignard reagents, and in the last part of the course, like very close to the end, you'll be looking at the reaction of Grignard reagents with aldehydes and ketones. So to make our Grignard reagent, which is RMGX, now, R stands for an organic group, which will be either an alkyl group or an aryl group. So this could be CH3MgCl, or it could be benzene, which is C6H6. If we take one hydrogen off, it becomes C6H5MgCl. So that would be a Grignard reagent. Now the thing that we know about the group 2 metals, they want to form 2 plus cations. If they're now forming a covalently bound molecule, which is what the case is here, then the polarity will be magnesium will have a delta plus on it, and the R group will have a delta minus on it. And this is quite important because when we're going to carry out organic reactions later on in the course, we'll need to know whether we've got a carbon fragment that's going to behave as an anion or a carbon fragment that behaves as a cation. So in this case, it's nice because it makes a carbon fragment with a negative charge on it. So these are then the most widely used of all organometallic compounds. You usually make them in a second year or third year organic synthesis prac. There's a little bit of an art to getting these things to start. Once they start, they usually go quite vigorously, and sometimes too vigorously, and squirt all over the lab sort of stuff. That's why you don't do them in first year. The other thing that they've been widely used in an industrial scale for is for making this guy here, which I talk about in the third year subject on environmental chem. So this is tributyl tin oxide. So if you want to put a butyl group onto tin, then a Grignard reagent is a nice way of doing it. So you would simply have a butyl magnesium bromide, for instance, if you wanted to make tributyl tin oxide. So on the bottoms of most of the boats that are floating around in Cairns Harbour, there'll be traces of antifoulant. And all those old antifoulant paints had TBTO, tributyl tin oxide, as the chemical compound that was in there. The issue, though, was the fact that these antifoulant paints, they discovered that they're very good at keeping barnacles and things from growing on the bottom of boats, but they're equally efficient at destroying everything else that's in the harbour with lots of those boats, sterilising all the little clams and oysters and everything else. So that's why these antifoulant paints were globally banned. It's about 4 years ago now.